You're listening to SBS News.
Darkness descending over parts of the planet, only for light to return within minutes, is the kind of thing that makes one question the reality. For lawyer Eduarda Ortiz, that is what happened.
I don't know to explain, but it felt like a different perspective of time, kind of like a whole day just came at once, and I felt goosebumps because it just makes us think about, I don't know, the shortness of life and how time can be different.
She traveled from Brazil to Iceland to watch this year's only solar eclipse, where totality lasted just over 2 minutes. It was indeed a sight to behold as the moon cast its shadow across the earth. Thick clouds may have spoiled the view for some, but there was certainly no missing the darkness. And even those who knew exactly what was coming were taken by surprise. Reykjavik salesperson Hakon Skulason was one of them.
Yeah, I saw that it quickly came a darkness over the place. It was a sort of surreal. And it was strange, it's like from another planet or something. So I didn't know what to expect, but it was very surprising, even though we didn't see the sun or anything.
In Paris, the eclipse was not total, but Simon Lucchesini says the changing light and temperature was strange.
Well, it's unusual. You know, the sky darkens. It seems like it's getting kind of cold. It's nighttime. It's getting dark. It's normal that it's getting dark, but it's not the same dark as just twilight. It's weird. Basically, it's weird and kind of beautiful too. But I don't know how how beautiful.
For most of human history, eclipses have inspired dramatic explanations. In ancient China, people believed a dragon was swallowing the sun. Norse mythology blamed wolves. And in Vietnam, the culprit was said to be a giant frog. But the advent of science has proven dragons, wolves, and frogs are not to blame. Still, to this day, in many places, people bang pots and pans and make as much noise as possible to scare away whatever creature was thought to be devouring the sun. And remarkably, it always seems to work because, well, the sun always returns. But the real explanation is rather less frightening. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes directly between the Earth and the sun. The sun is around 400 times wider than the moon, but is also roughly 400 times further away, meaning the two can appear almost exactly the same size in our sky. Eclipses have also helped reshape our understanding of the universe. Observations during the 1919 eclipse famously offered evidence for Einstein's theory of general relativity. Not bad for a few minutes of darkness. For Brazilian teacher Maria Ortiz, watching the sky shift from day to night, then back again, was unforgettable.
It was fantastic, really touching, something that I have never seen before. It went completely dark and suddenly the day came again. It was really beautiful.
And in Greenland, Danish visitor Tina Moller was left thinking about the universe and what it may contain.
It means that we are a part of something a little bit bigger, or much more bigger than just here. And somehow I like that we are all part of something that is bigger. And name
Australia's turn. July the 22nd, 2028, when a total eclipse will cross Australia, putting Sydney in darkness for more than 3 minutes. So for Sydney, all we'll need is a pair of eclipse glasses, some clear skies, and maybe a saucepan, just to be on the safe side. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.